The second function is a cosmological one, that of seeing the whole universe as a manifestation of this mystery. But one must see it in the terms of the present science of the world. Now, one of the problems with our present religions is that the sacred texts on which our church buildings are founded date from about the second millennium BC and the first centuries AD, a period when the world was thought to be in three layers and all of that sort of thing, and such symbolic images as ascensions and assumptions could have been physically understood. They can't anymore. I mean, the ascension to heaven or the assumption of the Virgin's body to heaven just is impossible today. You might say going at the speed of light, those bodies would not be out of the galaxy. The religious image becomes absurd in such a circumstance. So it has to be re-mythologized. It has to be interpreted spiritually. And what does it mean spiritually? The wonderful moment of those moon flights. I'll never forget the wonderful shock it was one day when one of those wonderful groups of men was on his way back. Ground control in Houston asked, "Who's navigating?" And the answer came down, "Newton." Just think what this means. The laws that man's mind here on Earth had recognized were valid up there around the moon. When Armstrong's foot came down onto the moon for the first time, no one knew how deeply it would sink into the dust. That would be known after the event, a posteriori. But before the event, it was known just how much energy had to be ejected in order to bring that capsule, or whatever you call it, back within a mile of a boat in the Pacific Ocean. That was known a priori by functioning of the mind. Kant asks this question: how is it that mathematical calculations that can be made in this place can be known to work over in that place? And particularly when you get up the moon where nobody had been before. Think of the new mythology that's waiting for us to bring forth. And again, when those men were asked something about the Earth, they said, "The Earth is like an oasis in the desert of space." With that, those moonshots, a totally new cosmology, popular cosmology, was made evident. It was a cosmology that the scientists have known for years, but no longer can you think, as was thought in the old days, of the sequence of Moon, Venus, Mercury, and all on up to a heaven 10 layers beyond. When you read Dante's Divine Comedy, you ascend by way of the ladder of the planets, which all had a great mythology associated with it. That's dissolved, and the new mythology has not come forth. Who's to bring it forth? The poets and the artists. They are the ones who, in the beginning, were known as saints and prophets and rishis, those whose intuition sees the mystical and mysterious depth behind the facade of the surface world.